531.
PMN News at 12 Malo, Lavale Soifua. I'm Atutahi Potaka News. Health organisations are welcoming new restrictions on the sale of vapes to protect children, but say the rules could be more robust. Health Coalition Aotearoa says the changes don't address the number of vape stores already established around schools. Spokesperson Leitu Tufunga says the 300-metre radius ban should be extended to 2 kilometres to also cover recreational spaces.
Our tamariki and our rangatahi, they also travel within the spaces as well. So if you think about our rec centres, our sports clubs, our playgrounds, sports fields, courts and so forth, that's where they are. So we would have wanted the extension to also include those areas too. And any kind of significant landmark, like our Māori landmark, like our maunga.
Auckland councillors have gathered to vote on the final form of its annual budget. Some of the proposals are controversial, such as the sale of Auckland Council's shareholding in Auckland International Airport. Council has also heard from local boards on the annual budget. Most are opposed to selling the airport shares. Otago University welcomes its first Pacific lecturer in human nutrition this year. Dr. Edwin Fehoko is making the move from Auckland to join the university's Department of Human Nutrition. Fehoko says at a time where healthy eating is difficult because of high food prices, teaching the importance of human nutrition is crucial for Pacific people.
At a time where cost of living is on the rise and everything is quite expensive, Our Pacific cultures, we still see the importance of food in our cultural practices, in our ceremonies, and also in our everyday lives. So it's quite critical at the same time that we explore how we can make healthy eating or healthier food as a central part of our everyday lives.
Solomon Islanders will see themselves on their TV screens for the first time after 70 years. The state broadcaster is launching its own television service in time for this year's South Pacific Games in November. Solomon Islands Broadcasting Commission CEO Johnson Honimai says screening local TV content will be life-changing.
The whole aim of SABC TV is to cover Solomon Islanders, what they want to say, their livelihood, whatever challenges they are facing. They're on television, yeah, and they see that on their own screen.
Finally, in sport, Fijian Indrua coach Mick Byrne says the team is preparing to get physical in their Super Rugby Pacific quarterfinal against the Crusaders on Saturday. Mick Byrne says they are aware of the Crusaders' success record of playing finals at home.
The thing we know about finals footy is there's a lift in intensity, and the Crusaders have been there 11 times before successfully, so this is our first taste of it. So we are just preparing to be really physical. We understand we have to be more physical than we've been this year. They're ready physically to go down to Christchurch and compete in a quarterfinal.
That's PMN News at midday. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.